A new WBUR poll conducted by Mass Inc. suggests that many people in Massachusetts would like to work from home even after the state fully reopens from the coronavirus pandemic. WBUR's Adrienne Ma has more on why and the potential economic effects.
When the whole work-from-home thing started, Cass Burrows had some concerns.
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the other things that, you know, is related to this transition is just really working with my wife at home.
He works in marketing. She works in healthcare. Could they do their jobs without driving each other nuts?
But I think that was like the biggest uncertainty for both of us is just like, how would this work?
Fortunately, they found a way.
You know, she can work in the office one day. I can work in the living room the other. And we kind of keep our space that way. Luckily, being able to come out of it just fine, unscathed.
Unscathed.
Yeah. Others haven't been so lucky.
Burrow says he feels more productive working at home. And whenever this pandemic ends, he would prefer to keep working at home at least a few days a week. In fact, 58% of people in WBUR's poll said the same thing. Makes sense. A lot of people have been working remotely for the first time. But if you dig into the data a little bit and look at who those people are, you'll notice something.
Now, there's been big inequities in terms of who's been able to work from home during the pandemic.
Steve Gazella is president of the Mass Inc. polling group, which conducted the survey for WBUR.
Only about a quarter of the people who have a high school education or less said that they work from home at least a few times a week during the pandemic. That number for people with advanced degrees is 83%. So there's a huge, huge difference between the proportion of people who had a chance to try it out during the pandemic.
And one third of respondents said working from home isn't even an option for them. But if everyone who wants to work from home does, Gazella says that would have some big economic consequences. For instance, just think about all the businesses that cater to the office crowd.
They're not going out for lunch. They're not going out for drinks. They're not taking their dry cleaning right next door. There's just a bunch of different stuff that's not being done there, but is being done somewhere else.
And while that may mean financial pain for some, Raj Chowdhury of Harvard Business School predicts that in the long term, businesses will increasingly shift workers away from the office.
So any company in the world wants to grow. And in the past, growth has meant increase in real estate costs. But if you're based in Kendall Square, you know, or Silicon Valley or Tokyo or New York, that's really, really expensive. If more and more companies become what I call majority remote, where the majority of the company is doing remote, that'll be a ton of real estate saving.
In the not-too-distant future, Chowdhury says the shift towards work from home may even open the door to an even more radical idea. Work from anywhere. In another state, in another country even. Of course, in a COVID economy, it's just nice to be working at all. Especially with Massachusetts' unemployment rate topping 17% recently. And in WBUR's poll, nearly one in five people said they're currently experiencing significant financial hardship, or expect to be, within a month. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Adrienne Ma.
WBUR's poll of likely voters was conducted by Mass Inc. It has a margin of error of 4.4 percentage points, and you can read more about it at WBUR.org.